The real estate market is booming. Whether you look in the suburbs or the city, Chicago continues to expand, creating incredible opportunities for those in the know. We'll connect with Chicago's real estate moguls to bring you the wisdom and expertise to help make your next real estate move a lucrative one on the Real Estate Moguls Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Moguls Podcast. I'm your host, Nick DiGregorio. Today, I'm joined by Blake Zack. Super pumped for Blake to be on the show with us today. Now, Blake, you're doing so much stuff within the community, within the commercial real estate space. You were with BizNow, and now you're with Select Leaders, a conglomerate of BizNow. And man, from Detroit, and just an all-around fantastic individual. Really glad to get you on here today. Can you just explain a little bit about your background, where you're from, and what led you to Chicago?
Yeah, Nick, first off, thanks for having me on the podcast. Thrilled to be here. Could not wait. So excited to be here today. And what really brought me here? Great question. For me, I'm from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. I'm very people-oriented, love building relationships. I'm all about meeting people and understanding how to network. And that's the biggest thing for me is building relationships is really important to me. And that's brought to me where I am today. Been in Chicago around 3 years now and would not change it for anything. It's a great city and there's so much to offer here in Chicago.
For sure. And I know Western Michigan grad and really just had a wonderful experience throughout college. I know that you mentioned that you got published in an article or on a billboard as well. Can you give a little bit of explanation to that experience as well?
Yeah. So I graduated from
Michigan. My apologies.
No worries at all. People get mixed up all the time. Yeah. It's part of the MAC. So we call it MAC Nation. So yeah, I went to Eastern Michigan. I was a big fish in a small pond. Went there for 4 years, majored in communications, minored in marketing. Took a lot of different classes, a lot of sales-focused classes, advertising types of courses. I was involved in a lot of different organizations. For me, it's all about involvement. So I actually was the president of a Jewish-led organization called Hillel. Built a lot of relationships, was able to grow that organization, which was really small, and grow a whole executive board. We had all types of events. We did some traveling. So during that time, I really was able to get myself, establish a name, on build a community at Eastern Michigan. Then also, I lived in Ann Arbor, so I was able to collaborate with University of Michigan also and have that whole collaboration with all those students, which is really impactful to me and my growth. Just met a lot of people during that time. And Eastern really taught me to where I am today. A lot of different skills that I never would have thought I would have learned in the classroom. I learned through all these different organizations as well, such as like the marketing. I was a part of the American Marketing Association as well.
Okay. And what would you say were some of those impactful key skills that really is now helping you in your career trajectory and growth where you're at now with Select Leaders?
Yeah, the key skills I think that were impactful to me was just understanding, like asking questions. Don't be shy to ask something. You don't know until you ask something. That's really important to understand. Also, just talking to my professors, understanding like how I can be better every day. I think it's important. If you're not challenging yourself, you're not going to be better. So understand what's going to make an impact and how you can help others around you during that time. And also, I feel like when I was talking to all these different people, different cultures too. It's not everyone's from all different backgrounds too. A lot of great diversity as well. So that's why that billboard I'm on actually is a whole diversity billboard of everyone at the university. So it was a great tribute as well to me after I left. So it's still standing, which is great 4 years later.
That's super cool and such a wonderful experience that you were able to have there at Eastern. And now what would you say is maybe one of the biggest challenges that you've had to overcome? Because it takes a lot of hard work, dedication, and effort to get to where you're at now. So what is an obstacle or a challenge maybe that you've had to overcome on your path to see the significant growth that you're experiencing today?
Yeah, that's a great question. So with that, like I'm pretty motivated by rejection. So when I first started out of college, my first job was at a mortgage company working at United Wholesale Mortgage, which is actually number one wholesale lender in America now. It's actually owned by Matt Ishbia, who actually recently purchased the Phoenix Suns. Worked there for around a year and a half. And that was during COVID, right? So during that time, it was a lot of change in the world. And I was able to work there, understand the mortgage industry, the business. A lot of refinances were happening at the time. That was interest rates were all-time lows. At the same time, I was like, all right, time to figure out how can I get out of there and also like move to a city where I can grow and understand like I'm really passionate about the environment of sales, and mortgages wasn't really something that I was looking to do. It's just something I had that was obviously an opportunity that came up during COVID that I took advantage of.
Okay.
And I applied to a company a few summers ago, BizNow. So BizNow is the leading commercial real estate news and events, and I was rejected. So that rejection motivated me. So when I came through the United Wholesale Mortgage business, I want to figure out how I can get to Chicago. So I got to Chicago by coming to BizNow and growing which was amazing because I applied to a job and the ball was in my court, and then I moved to Chicago right after that, and I started off in a sales type of role with our sponsorship division.
That's incredible that rejection really led to this awesome point in your career now. And what would you say is the main lesson that you learned through those trials and tribulations that you faced with finally ultimately getting that role?
Yeah, for me, it's like never giving up. Always just understanding who might be a resource that you can reach out to. So just using my network of LinkedIn, my friends call me LinkedIn King. I like to be.
I love it. LinkedIn King, baby. You heard it here first.
So that's really impactful for me. And just understanding like how you can bring value to a business, right? Understanding what you can do and some of your ideas. So I shared those ideas, and that's what got me to come to Chicago and start a whole new life here in a chapter. And it's been great. And so this is just the beginning.
Okay. And you said share some of those ideas. What types of ideas are we talking about?
Yeah, so those type of ideas that we're talking about is a lot of collaboration. I think it's important to collaborate with amongst others, especially in this office environment where maybe people aren't going to the office as much anymore. Mm-hmm. It's important to be in the office, be a sponge, just absorb all that information. You can continue to grow and learn from other people around you. That's the biggest thing that's been really helpful to me is just having that mentorship capabilities as well. And just also recently, I started off my own organization. It's mm-hmm. called Catapult CRE. The vision of that is just catapulting people's young careers to the next level. So we want to get young people back out there, not just sitting at home, being remote, which is great. I don't mind remote days on a Friday, of course. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, let's get back out there and just build those relationships because you want to, under the day, have referrals to lean back on. So that's something I recently started off, actually, just a few months ago.
And man, I love that you were able to start that Catapult CRE. I've attended a few events. It's been an absolutely great group, a wonderful organization that you're in the process of creating. Really exciting to see what you're doing with just getting people together and creating community and cultivating relationships, I think is the most important thing in CRE. And you being at the helm of that, because now they host wonderful events. Would you say that maybe that was what led you to ultimately create Catapult CRE, or is that just something that you ultimately came up with over the past handful of months?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Big credit to BizNow. Obviously, they put some of the best events on for commercial real estate, all different asset classes. End of the day, I'm just trying to be more strategic on the type of audiences because there's a lot of different people that attend those events.
For sure.
And also within my new role at Select Leaders, which is a recruiting executive job board and solution for owners, operators, and developers and a mm-hmm. search firm, I'm trying to build a book of business where I can understand some of these who these people are and then grow with those people and understand how I can make those connections and establish those. Since it's a bit more strategic on who I'm speaking with now instead of my old world where I'm mm-hmm. talking to different people as well. So this is more of a strategic approach for myself.
For sure, because they say most of the time that your net worth is going to equal your network. So it's really important to cultivate those relationships and to get that know and trust factor, because then when you go and you get introduced to somebody, they know that they're going to be dealing with good people. That's fantastic. And I guess, man, it's just incredible what you've been able to do. And now starting this Catapult CRE, you're really knocking out of the park with Select Leaders, and you received that rejection really early on in your career. What advice would you give to somebody that's aspiring to get to the point to where you're at today?
Yeah, again, just use your social medias, especially LinkedIn. Just send a message out. You never know who you could speak with that could make that next connection for you. It's not about sometimes what you know, it's about who. That's a big impact, and that's helped me a lot as well. Because I wasn't great in the classroom, I'll be 100%. But you know what I did? I talked to professors, understood what I can do and how I could be better and how I can mm-hmm. get better every day and what I can do to achieve, get that test that will make me get to the next level, which was great. So just get out there. Get yourself out there. Also, take care of yourself. I think that's really important as well. Mm-hmm. I am working actually on running my
first 10K.
Yeah, very exciting.
Man, that's super exciting. Where are you going to do that at?
Yeah, so it's going to be actually called the Big Ten 10K.
Okay.
So it's going to be downtown Chicago. It's going to be awesome. Really excited. And for me, it's about having a healthy mindset, right? That's really important. I'm training for that right now, going through the whole process. It's just like foundation, right? It's like anything like business. You just want to start build those building blocks. So I'm putting the work in right now, and I'm excited to see the results and get something accomplished. Because for me, it's about getting goals done. And this is one of my big summer goals that I'm going to attack.
That's awesome. And I know that you're going to accomplish those goals just like you accomplish your business, personal, mental, emotional goals. That's fantastic that you got something lined up. And consistency is key. I know we had a few conversations offline and we're talking about goals, ambitions, and having that consistency to be able to go out and attack on a day-to-day basis what you're looking to accomplish. So really, Blake, I guess ultimately for the future and the vision with Catapult and select leaders? Where do you see yourself over the next handful of years?
Yeah, I definitely think the vision is, there's a lot of opportunity there. And right now we're not going to start too fast. We want to start things slow. Right now we're starting things over at our Timeout Market. We're having a few lunches every month and just getting people together in one room. That's the power of networking, in my opinion. And I think that's really important. And understanding, end of the day, we have people that come to the organization. It's about people, right? We want to understand what the people want and we want to give it to them. So that's the goal. And at the same time, it's like we want to figure out how we can collaborate with each other and work together mm-hmm. for many years to come. We're all in the same industry, right? So let's do work together and let's make it happen. And we can become stronger and with our networks as well. Not just outside, you know, at a lunch. Maybe we see each other at another event. It's just having those relationships is really impactful, like I said before, which is why I decided to go through this venture with my partner as well. And we have a committee that we put together.
That's fantastic. And I'm so glad you just said that collaboration portion, because what I've found is if you want to go far, you go to together. If you want to go nowhere, you're going to go alone. And collaboration is key. And I would say about 95% of the people within our industry are super open to collaboration?
100%.
And then you
Nick.
Run into that 5% that's really closed off and isn't necessarily looking to give insights, to give advice, and really to guide people either below them that are equal to them or above them to get to that next level. So that's why I love your sharing some of your ideas here today. That's wonderful. There's so much that people could learn from you, and really there's just a lot from your story that I think people could take from. Ultimately, could you share maybe a lesson that you wish you would have learned earlier in your career that's really guided you and helped you now with Select Leaders?
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think it's important to advocate for yourself. If you're not happy, speak up. I think that's really been helpful for me and helpful for others to listen to as well. Is if you're not in a happy situation, you got to say something, because end of the day, it's like you can't sit in silence. You got to share your feelings, and that's important. So that's something that I will continue to do. And then also just listening is a big thing, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm in a sales environment. End of the day, I'm selling a solution, right? I want to help you with your recruitment needs. But at the end of the day, I'm not just trying to sell you. I want to understand what the value I can bring to you and how I can help you move forward with all your hiring needs in the future so we can continue to work together. So that's been helpful to me as well, just having an open ear.
I love that. What specific strategy and techniques do you have in your toolbox on the sales side of the business that's propelled your career forward at a faster pace than most?
Yeah, for me, I like to smile and dial. I'm not scared to pick up the phone and make a call.
Oh, man, smile and dial. I love it.
End of the day, the phone makes money, so that's really important to me. And also just getting myself out there, different other events besides the BizNow events, besides Catapult CRE events, and just understanding like who I can meet there and then how I can leverage those connections as well. Just getting in person. I'm not someone that wants to just hide behind a computer screen. That's not me. Mm-hmm. Blake Zach will be the one in front of the crowd, shaking hands, kissing babies. You know how that goes. So just getting myself out there as much as possible. That's the biggest thing, especially summertime Chicago. Everything's starting to blossom up again. So got to be outdoors. Can't be hiding.
Summertime shy.
Exactly.
I love it. Get out, connect, get with the community. And I guess through that, what's a task or a habit that really has helped you and guided you within that arena? Because I know a lot of people struggle with sales. It's really hard to make that extra effort to go meet another person. Motivational and personal speaking or public speaking, oh my gosh, I can't even speak myself. That's one of the most feared things to do. So how do you find the courage, or what's a habit that you've been able to develop to be able to get past those fears to excel really in your career?
Yeah, for me, I'm a major sports guy. One of my role models is the GOAT, as everyone knows, Tom Brady. So I admire his drive, his passion, everything he does. And I think that's really been impactful to see. End of the day, sports, it's the same thing as business, right? A lot of training, a lot of work, and a lot of motivation to get to win the game and get ready and be prepared. End of the day, it's preparation. Preparation is everything for me. So if I'm not prepared for something, you're not going to be successful. So just being prepared and be ready to go and study your craft, understand what somebody needs and how you can help them moving forward.
Man, you said Tom Brady's a GOAT. I don't disagree, but I know you're from Detroit, and being here in Chicago, some would say that's Mr. Michael Jordan. That's funny, but I guess, yeah, man, that's fantastic. And preparation is key, I think, for anything that you set out to do. And that's shown with your work ethic, with your determination, vision, and really core values that you hold near and dear to your heart, I think is something that's great and that you're able to really authentically come across with when you're having those conversations. Would you say that maybe being clear and concise and having that type of communication with the C-level exec clients that you talk with on a day in and day out basis has made a difference in winning or losing business?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's just you want to talk to the right people. End of the day, though, you can talk to somebody that could be your champion and then get you to the finish line. Just like sports, right? You can't just get, you can't be the leading scorer. You got to pass the ball around. You got to share. You got to understand. Big basketball fans, you can tell.
Yeah.
But any sport, right? You got to share. You got to understand like how you can help the business. You can't just talk to that right person immediately. So just understand like the whole organization, how it works inside and out is really helpful. And for me, I'm not just working in Chicago, right? So I'm in the Midwest. I'm in Detroit. I'm in Ohio. I'm also in New York. I'm the Northeast, so I'm Philadelphia, Boston, also on the West Coast as well. So talked to a lot of different people, a lot of different time zones. So yeah. I don't want to get started on time zones, but
oh man, I bet scheduling some of those calls could get tricky.
At the end of the day, it's persistence, and that's what I'm all about, right? It's just understanding persistence and just understanding people's time and just trying to share some value that I can help them with.
For sure. Your day-to-day effort is just fantastic. And I know we touched on it a little bit, but I know you're all about giving and really getting your message out there. Maybe what does a day in a life of Zach look like on a small scale basis? You don't got to go too deep into it, but just for somebody that's maybe aspiring to get to where you're at now.
The day in the life of Blake Zach, let me tell you. Definitely starts off, get up early, get everything organized.
Yeah.
Also, I'm someone that doesn't really work out in the morning. I like to get my workouts done after work because I like to prepare. That's really important for me is also just like understanding like my agenda is different every day. So I'm not just doing the same thing. That's what I like about my role, what I'm doing is it's not always the same. It's always gonna be something different. And also we're understanding like the different industries. I'm in all different asset classes, not just one asset class. As like right now, industrial is really hot in real estate, and then multifamily, people always need places to live. But there's also the office, right? That's not something that's as much of a need as what we've seen before. So just every day, I'm just understanding, I always take a time, at least an hour the night before, just understand what's going to come up the next day and just attack it. Attack every day like it's your last.
Attack every day like it's your last, man. Couldn't have said that any better. That's awesome. And I guess through those conversations that you have in dealing in different asset classes, what's your take on the market and what are you seeing when you're having those different conversations? And I know we got a pending election that's coming up. What are some of those conversations that are being had and what are people's opinions on the market if you could share?
Yeah, for sure. End of the day, like obviously right now we're looking at interest rates. They're very high, but eventually that has to turn. So end of the day, just understanding how we can continue to meet as many people as possible and then just showing that I'm there for them. That's important with what I do. Being in recruitment, just showing that you care, because there's a lot of other recruitment companies out there, but Select Leaders, where I'm at now, part of BizNow, has something different. We have a media company behind us. So there's nothing like that really exists.
Wow.
So that's why we leverage those connections. I'm really starting to build into the BizNow collaboration. People at the events, you'll see me on stages speaking about Select Leaders and how we can help with recruitment. So that's the biggest thing that I'm seeing is the market right now, obviously not great, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be completely transparent, but at the end of the day, something's got to turn, right? It's going to turn, and when it's ready to turn, Blake's ready to have a conversation with you.
I love it. It's reciprocal. Sometimes the market's up, sometimes
it's like a roller coaster.
Down, right? Ups and downs for sure. And that's really cool. Speaking and really being engaged, I think, is important. And when you're able to convey your message to a large audience and group of people, I bet that helps spread the word about what you're doing and where you're going. Man, it's just been a absolute wonderful time talking with you today and being able to get to know you a tad bit more and sharing your incredible story. I guess what's one last thing that you would want to, or I guess what's one last thing that you can share with the audience for them to either get to know you a little bit more on the personal side or professional side, whatever you would like to share. What's one last thing?
Yeah, for me, I'm very open, like as I mentioned, but also I love to, on my free time, I like to play golf, I like to travel, going to Iceland this summer, very excited, very family oriented. And for me, business is really important to me, but also my family is just as impactful to me as well. So I would not be here without my family and everyone that's been supportive to me my whole career. And I'm excited for what's to come next. End of the day, it's about hustling. I mean, you should hustle until your idols become your friends. Until I become friends with Tom Brady, I'm not going to stop.
I love it. That's awesome, man. Until you become friends with Tom Brady, I'm not going to stop. I could see that being on a t-shirt. That's awesome. So how can people follow and get to know you and learn more about what you got going on, your organization, and just what you got going on within the community?
Yeah, so you can find me on LinkedIn, Blake, B-L-A-K-E, Zach, Z-A-C-K, and then also on my email, Blake, Zach@biznow, BISNOW.com. And we will connect. I'm happy to have any conversation. I'm very open. Really appreciate the time and being here today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Blake, man, thank you so much for your time. Blake, Zach, everybody, enjoy.
Thank you, Zanek. Really appreciate it. And thanks for having me.